This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Proposal to raise Arizona's minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2020, up from the current $8.05, will likely make it onto the state's November ballot. Governmental Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog, accused federal highway officials of poor oversight of the safety testing of guardrails and other roadside equipment in a report based on a year-long investigation. In August, Chase will do away with its $10 overdraft transfer fee. At the same time, the bank will bar customers from linking their checking account to a Chase credit card or a line of credit for overdraft backup. Instead, customers must have backup funds transferred from a Chase savings account. Rationale is that if customers overspend and borrow from a credit card or a line of credit to cover the shortfall, they may end up paying significant interest. Funding for the Transportation Security Administration has been sliced by 8.5% over the past 5 years, leading to a 5.5% drop in the number of screeners. At the same time, the number of travelers has increased by more than 15%. Dangerously, in Kansas, somewhere along the way, the term government schools entered the lexicon in place of references to the public school system. A study by the Center for Policing Equity of thousands of use of force episodes from police departments across the country has concluded what many people have long thought, but cannot be proved because of lack of data. African Americans are far more likely than whites and other groups to be victims of the use of force by the police, even when racial disparities in crime are taken into account. Anti-abortion groups say they will focus on two things in the future. One, promote state and federal bans on abortion at 20 weeks after conception, which mainstream medical scientists say is unfounded, and that the fetus can feel no pain at that point. The second, though, is to outlaw the most common method of second trimester abortion, a form of dilation and evacuation, on the grounds that it is brutal and cruel. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.